Work is continuing on the first phase of Fairy Wonderland Park in Prescott, and Allison Enenga, who heads up Healing Play Incorporated, the organization behind the park, provided an update on the work.
Phase one is called Dreamcatcher Cove, and we have the footings put in, and we have the cord border put in. And I just spoke with the manufacturer of the equipment or the people that are designing it. They are actually in the carving process. They said a tentative date would be the last week in September that the equipment will arrive, and then they will install it. And then hopefully after that, we'll have our poured-in-place rubber, which is super important for the inclusivity of the park, and that will be done. The middle of October to the end of October, the whole first phase should be completed.
She is also happy to report that the recent food truck festival provided an opportunity for the public to get involved.
It's been a lot of fun, and the food truck festival that we had was just an event mostly to give back to the community and show people where the park was going to be.
Donations are still needed, and one way to help out is to commemorate a loved one on the Fairy Wonderland website.
The Forever Fairy is a way to kind of commemorate or honor a loved one living or past. When you go to the park, we're having the little fairy signs, but there'll be QR codes that will pop up to the Forever Fairy so people can read about these loved ones. When you go on our website, go to Forever Fairy and then click on the Forever Fairies, and then every picture that you see, you click on that, and then you get a tribute page to your loved one.
Learn more at fairywonderlandpark.org.